Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me, Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me, Black Mamba, it's Kobe, it's Kobe. It's Toby, y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me, Black Mamba, it's Toby. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me, big homie, Black Mamba, wanna know me, Big Mama, from New Jersey. One on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Wow. I really don't know what happened. Well, you know what they say. Anything could go wrong, will go wrong. But anyway, good morning. Happy Sunday, November 21st, 2021. Welcome to the Small Time Hustlers podcast, and I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. We have a star-studded scoreboard today of sports, hockey, basketball, and football. But what I'm mainly going to be talking about today is football, because it's Sunday football. I got a couple of hockey picks, too, and a couple of college picks. But what I'm mainly going to be talking about is the NFL today. If you've been listening to my show every week, you know that I'm doing this on a 30-minute lunch break, so when I first started off, I used to summarize like 10, 15 teams. I don't really have time to go through every team and summarize it for you. So what I do is I got four free parlays that I'm giving away. When I start off with the fourth one, the least one, then the third one, and then the second one, and then the first one is the one that I really got my really I'm depending on, that I expect, my expectations are high to win. And that's the last one I give. And I'm also going to post one in my in the Small Time Hustlers Facebook group room too. The only reason I don't really post all of them because I want people to listen to the show. Today we got a let me amp this up again a little bit. That when the music stopped in the beginning, it kind of threw me off. I don't really know. It's always some kind of technical difficulty going on. And I got the stutters this morning. Let me just slow down, take a deep breath, and welcome everybody once again to the Small Time Hustler Show. And I'm the host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. And don't forget, this is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Yes, it is the home of the 3-7, my soon-to-be 7-7, if they run off four games, which I think they will, 7-7 Miami Dolphins, and put them right back in contention for the playoffs. Hopefully, what I'm hoping and praying. I'd like you know, everybody know I've been a Dolphin fan since 72. I've been playing organized sports since like 73. I've been gambling for what seems like forever. I've been watching sports for what seems like forever. So I guess I'm qualified to know a little bit about sports. And coming off this week, after having a 9-day losing streak gambling, I finally broke the ice and I hit the bookie 2 days in a row. And I posted 18 picks. I picked 18 picks this week, and I was right on 13 of them. In the last 2 days, Thursday and Friday, I went 7 out of 8. So you tell me a handicapper who goes 7 out of 8. You show me a handicapper who could pick 13 winners out of 18 games. Oh, it may be some out there, but that's damn pretty good to just be a amateur handicapper that I am. That's damn sure pretty good. So I'm saying, I'm qualifying myself that I'm back on my hot streak. So hopefully you will follow me and listen to me, and we all will win some money today. And everybody know I take 3 or 4 parlays and I bet $25 on each one, and that's how I gamble. I pick 4 14 parlays, and I put $25 on each one. And that's how I gamble. With the first one being the least best, and then the third one, and then the second one, and the first one, the last one being my best choice. So what I'm gonna do to start off this show today is, oh wow, how many people saw the ex-Jet running back Zachary, I can't remember his last name, Zachary something, throw his ex-girlfriend around like a rag doll? They're gonna crucify him in court. And he got caught on camera, and he ran like the fugitive that he was, and then he turned himself in, and now he can kiss the baby, throwing that girl around like a rag doll in front of their 5-month-old child. Come on, man. You're a football player or ex-football player. Diesel, built. Come on, man. You got to do better. Nothing shouldn't be able to make you that mad. Just walk away. Just leave. That's what I say. But today, we got some matchups today. We do. I'm going to start off with my fourth parlay. Everybody, I'll give you a couple of minutes to get a pen and a piece of paper. This is my most least likely parlay that I think is going to win today, but I'm still betting $25 on it. And you can write it down and take notes and tell me how I did later. And I also write down and take notes. So my first parlay that I'm giving away for today is the Kansas City Chiefs over. I don't really have the under and over in front of me because, like I said, I'm on my lunch break. So I got it written down somewhere, the under, over. The under, over. I got it written down somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me. But anyway, Kansas City Chiefs over. Pittsburgh Steelers game. Kansas City Chiefs game over. The Pittsburgh Steelers game under. The Dallas Cowboys game over, and then switch to the NFL, Toronto Maple Leafs the Minnesota Wild, and Vancouver. That's a 16 parlay right there. Kansas City Chiefs game over, Pittsburgh Steelers game under, and the Dallas Cowboys game over. And mix that with these three hockey games, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Minnesota Wild, and the Vancouver Canucks. Now, if you're getting plus 1.5 on any of the hockey games, take it, because I will, the money line. If any one of those three hockey games are plus money, giving you plus 1.5 as the underdog, take the plus 1.5. Some money is better than no money. Trust me on that. Okay, the next parlay I'm going to give you is my third parlay, my third least parlay. This one is, I feel kind of good about it. This one is the Miami Dolphins -3.5, the Cleveland Browns -12.5, the Baltimore Ravens -6, and the New Orleans Saints. You can just take them money line, because I don't believe the spread is that high. I'm trying to, let me take a look at that. All these damn papers all over the place. I can't really remember the Saints, what there was, Saints. I don't really have that one in front of me, but I know that parlay is the Miami Dolphins -3.5, the Cleveland Browns -12.5, Baltimore Ravens -6, and I guess you could take the Saints money line, unless the point spread is more than 5. Just take the Saints money line. You still should be able to get a payoff if you drop like 20 on it. Or you can just drop 10 on it. You still should get a pretty good payout. The next parlay I have for you is a three-game parlay. It's just three games. That's it. So you might have to put like $25 on this one to really try to see if you can get your money back. But before I do that, what I'm going to do before I give you the last two parlays is I'm going to take a quick break and try to find this paperwork I have. And then I'll come back and I'll give you a summary on 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll give you a quick summary on 5 games and what I think about them. And then I'll give you my last two parlays. That's what I'll do. Everybody, so don't go nowhere. I'll be right back to this all-time hustler show. I'm on a lunch break, so I might seem discombobulated or unorganized or something like that. So please forgive me. I'm on a short lunch break, and I'm trying to keep this podcast going because I love gambling. I love sports. It's an entertainment for me, recreation, and I don't mind winning. I do mind losing. So I'll be right back after this song, everybody. This is Randy J. Sean Jackson, host of the Small Time Hustlers Show.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me. Grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get dropped for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Small Time Hustler Show, and this is your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, sports guru for the feed for this morning. What I want to come back, I wanted to say, I hope everybody had those last two parlays I wrote down. Let's make this money today. I kind of want to give a quick summary on a couple of games today, since I don't have time to do all of them like I usually do, but I have time to do a few. Let's talk about that Miami Dolphins Jets game. My Miami Dolphins going up against the Jets. What can we say? What can we say? At least Miami defense is returning to the form that it was last year. At least we could say that, playing as a unit for the last couple of weeks. The last, what, two or three weeks? I think they had a three-game winning streak, if I'm not mistaken. Could you believe it? They got 9 sacks since week 9. They tied for the most in the NFL, really, in that period of time. They got 6 takeaways in their last 2 games, you know what I mean? And that's a rank up at the top in the NFL, too. So that's a pretty good start for Miami, because they wasn't getting no sacks in the beginning of the season. So 9 sacks since week 9, I'll say that's pretty good. The Jets, what can we say about the Jets? The Jets defense just stink right now. They got blown out 45-17 last week. They're allowing 32.9 points a game, 417.1 yards a game. They got beat down last week. They starting Joe Flacco this week, and this is his first time starting since coming over to the Jets. This spells disaster. If Miami lose this game, I'm catching the first plane out this country for 30 days, and that's final. Miami should wipe the floor with the Jets today. They should keep the game, the blitzing game plan, the same one they dismantled Baltimore with last Thursday night. Keep the blitz and don't go back to that other soft defense that they playing. Stay with the blitzing, man-to-man every now and then, because they love man-to-man and zone periodically, and then Miami should beat the Jets easy with no problem. Definitely taking the Miami today -3. The next game we're going to look at this marquee game right here, the Cowboys playing the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're betting on this game, ladies and gentlemen, bet at your own risk. But be careful. Don't believe the hype. You know, I mean, Kansas City, don't believe the hype. They're not the Kansas City team that they was last year. The Cowboys got the number one offense. Kansas City is 26th ranked in defense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a mismatch. Complete mismatch. The Kansas City D is not getting no better, and the Dallas D, coming off of last week's game, that probably was the best defensive performance that I've seen in a long time, that anybody has seen. Don't go for the okey-doke, Kansas City -2.5. Cowboys should win this game outright. Trust me on that. You should kiss the baby. The Lions, let's go to the Lions playing the Browns. They got the Browns -10 today. You want to talk about a wind bowl, a mud wrestling. You want to talk about some hell, sleet, rain. It's going to be a ton of wind out there today. It's going to be a ton of rain. It's cold as hell. The Lions are 0-8-1. They're playing. I don't know. Their defense is playing pretty good, but Nick Chubb is back, and I just think he's gonna go crazy today in this game. With the way the weather conditions is, the Browns, they're going to be forced to try to run the ball, and the Lions are going to be forced to try to pass the ball. Just look for this to be a disaster with the way the weather is today. Trust me, the weather is fucked up out there. It's going to be a disaster, a rain bowl, a mud bowl, a cold bowl. I think the players is going to be just waiting for the four quarters to be over with, just dying for it. Browns minus 10. What can you say? I'm not going to speak on that one. Bears and the Ravens. Ravens at the Bears, under over 44.5. I don't got much to say about this game, but I like Baltimore. Be careful how much money you bet. Packers and Vikings, this is a pretty good game, but I'm a little bit leery of the Packers as a road favorite in this one. I'm never too good about a team playing on the road and being a favorite. It kind of give me the chills. The Packers 27th in the defense, and they struggling against the run. The Vikings ain't doing too good either. You know what I mean? And the Vikings passing, you know, their passing game is a serious threat. But other than that, I don't know. Packers minus one and a half. That seems about right. I'm not going to say anything bad about that. So there it is, people. My summary of the games that I only have time to give you. I'm going to give you another parlay. I got two more parlays to give out. Oh, I did have another game. The Bills. Okay. The Bills and the Vikings. No, Indianapolis Colts versus the Bills. I apologize. I'm trying to hurry up. I'm on a lunch break. The Indianapolis Colts, the Buffalo Bills. Bills minus 6.5, and the under-over is 49.5. The Bills flexed their muscles last week against the Jets, didn't they? They kicked the Jets' ass. This is a bad matchup with the Bills against the Colts. You know what I mean? You can't run against the Bills. You know, they only had two running backs go over 100 yards against the Bills this year, and one of them was Derrick Henry. Carson Wentz, on the other hand, you know, he's going to be trying to throw the ball against the Bills. But the Bills, man, the Bills is a pretty rounded-off team. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. The Bills coming off of the trunching that they put on the Jets last week, they should carry the momentum over into this week. Like I said earlier, it seemed like a bad matchup. The Colts will not be able to run the ball against the Bills, so they're going to have to try to go to the air. And with that being said, you know, the Bills, once the team is playing one way, it won't be long before they're hitting the highway. They can kiss the baby. That's all I got to say. I got two more parlays to give away. My second to the best, and then my best one. But before we do that, you know what time it is. I'm going to take a quick break and go to another song, and then I'll come back with my final two parlays for this morning show. And then I'll give you time to put your bets in and make some money, man. Let's make some money. Let's break the bookie. Let's break Vegas. All right, we'll be right back. After this song.
Yeah, love, yeah. I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me. Wait, it's so incredible.
You got me staring at this phone.
At this phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home.
See, I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
Baby, got up in my zone. Girl, you got me staring at this phone.
Home.
Coming home,
yeah,
I don't like being alone.
All alone,
feeling up in my soul, girl.
Yes, some time has passed, you still have haven't called
too
me
much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off. See, I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of sound
yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you.
Dang.
I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you. Being
alone,
trapped up on myself, all up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your receiver.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver. Love you in the spot
uh-huh.
right now, feeling hot right now. Waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down
yeah.
for all of your pleasure.
All
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
No,
I'm trying to hit the spot with a long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot,
what?
It's always getting wetter.
Welcome, Hustler Show with your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, the sports guru for the morning. I gave you my fourth parlay. I gave you my third parlay. Now I got a nice, small three-team parlay for you, and I'm going to tell you why. The Miami Dolphins, over. Wow, I got Miami Dolphins on like every ticket. Ain't that a sucker move? Never put the same team on every ticket. But today, I'm going to live by the sword or die by the sword. I got Miami on every ticket. Take the Miami Dolphins over. Listen, Miami playing the low-life Jets. I don't see Jets having a chance. I mean, they got Joe Flacco starting. He hasn't started since he came over to the Jets. They got a quarterback controversy over there with Mike White and the other, I can't even remember the other quarterback name. The Jets giving up 32 points a game, 417 yards a game. They got their ass kicked last week, 45-7. Miami's defense is starting to play like the defense of last year with 9 sacks since week 9, 6 turnovers in the last 2 games. I mean, I know the game is played on field. I know the game is not played on paper. It's played on the field. But listen, the Dolphins should walk away with this one. The Colts, I know we talked about the Colts earlier. I talked about them playing up. They're going up against the Bills. And I know the Bills are world beaters, but it's something about that guy, Carson Wentz. He's going to be going to the air. I told you, I'm not really sure about this game, but I have to. If I have to lean either way, I'm leaning toward the Colts on this one. And last but not least, the Packers. What did I say about the Packers? Well, the Packers, they're going up against the Vikings. Packers minus 1.5. I'm a little leery about this game. I told you before about a road team being a favorite, but listen, I got to go with the Green Bay Packers at this time. They like a smooth running sewing machine right now, or a choo-choo train, and they just choo-chooing down the road. This parlay is a three-team parlay. Take the Miami Dolphins over 44.5. Take the Indianapolis Colts +7. And take the Green Bay Packers -5. And that's my second to last parlay for the day. Now, my last parlay that I'm about to give you is the one that I believe is my best parlay for the day. It's a 14 parlay, two sports, two NFL picks, and two NHL picks. Yeah, I mixed it up. I love that hockey bet. Man, I love betting on hockey. I just love it. It just seems so minimized, and it seems so easy, you know. But, I mean, nothing is easy and nothing is guaranteed. But, I mean, like, I just love betting on hockey. I know less about hockey than baseball, basketball, and football, but I like betting on hockey more than I like betting on basketball, football, and baseball. Go figure that. So, everybody, did you get all the last three parlays? I hope you did. Because I'm not going to do a rerun of all that shit. But I'm about to give you, I got a couple of more minutes left, and I got my last parlay for the day. Get your pens and paper ready. If you haven't got it ready, get it ready now, because I'm about to give you my main number one parlay for the day. This is the one. This is the one I'm going to post. This is the one. This is the one that should get the dinero, the mucho dineros. And I'm going to be right back with my number one top parlay for today, right after this song. Peace.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
You ready. This is the money today. You ready? All right, here go my two-sport 14 parlay that I'm laying all the chips on this today. It's all or nothing. Baby needs some new shoes. Here we go. The Miami Dolphins over 44 and a half. Yes, you heard me correctly. Miami Dolphins over. Cowboys plus 2.5. I believe that game is totally, the odds is different. It's all messed up. I don't know how Kansas City is favored. I can't see it the way the Cowboys are playing. I just can't see it. Cowboys plus 2.5. The next one I'm going with, we're going to switch over to the NHL. I don't know if people know much about hockey, but I do. The next game we're going to is the Ranger game, and they're going up against the Buffalo Sabres. We taking this game under 5.5. Under. The Ranger game under 5.5. I see this game being a 3-2. I don't see it being nothing else. 3-2. I don't even see it being 2-1 or 3-1. I see this game easily being ending 2-2 and going to a shootout or overtime. And that's the only way I could see this game going. I know they had a couple of people out. The Rangers had somebody out with the COVID. But I still see this game being ended in a 3-2 game. And I'm hoping I'm right. I really am, because I got my money on it. So I don't see this game being a score, you know, a big score like 7-2 or 6-1. I see this game ending off 3-2, maybe in a shootout or an overtime. And the last game is the LA Kings in the NHL. The Kings taking the Kings game, the Kings Arizona game under, also under 5.5. If you followed hockey like I do, you know most of the Kings games this year they've been under. They just played a 2-1 game that ended in overtime and a win over the Detroit Red Wings. I've been following the Kings all year. All their games are close. All their games are tight, and all their games are low scoring. And I don't see it changing here at all. Even though I think they did lose a game last Saturday, 5-4, I don't see that happening. This looked like another 3-2 type game. I just can't see it going over. So my number one parlay for the day is once again Miami Dolphins game over, Miami Dolphins Jets game over, the Dallas Cowboys plus 2.5, the Rangers game under, Kings game under, and that's in the NHL. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes my show for the morning. You'll be able to hear the show on replay in my Facebook Small Time Hustler room. I appreciate everybody if you took the time out to call in or listen on the link. And I'll be back next Sunday. I don't know what time. If it's going to be 11:30, 12. I always post the times when it's going to be. And whether I got one person listening or 101 people listening, it's all for one determined idea: to make money. And that's it. And have fun. And gamble with your head and not over it. This is Randy J. Sean Jackson, the host of the Small Time Hustlers Show. And we'll see you back next week. Make money, y'all. Make money. Make that money. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. And don't forget, the game is, I know we like to read and we like to study and all that stuff like that. But don't forget, the game is played on the field and not on paper. Peace.
It's COVID. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe, 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 it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mamba, from New Jersey. King Erner, Black Honor, King Worthy. Point guard, shoot early, 5:30. Shoot a one-on-one, or one-on-five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
No, I ain't gonna hit it. With a big dick, not me. You can quit that shit.